I am Melinda, the host of Women's Work, A Sober Perspective. I am an attorney who put fear aside and dove headfirst into doing the work to become sober. Have you also let fear hold you back from becoming sober? Have you been worried that becoming sober will affect your career or just your everyday life? Or are you already sober and just want to listen to another professional sober woman navigate through sobriety and share stories and advice learned along the way? If so, this is the podcast for you. So grab a cup of coffee or your favorite mocktail and let's get to work. Welcome to another episode of Women's Work, A Sober Perspective. Today, I want to talk about the feeling of lost time. Since I've become sober, one thing that I have been constantly struggling with or battling is this feeling of lost time. And what I mean by that is the further I get in my sobriety, the more that I am experiencing new things, my habits are changing, my interests are drastically changing, and I find myself doing things that I had only thought about, but I'm actually putting into action. Even though I'm proud of myself and happy that I'm doing this now, I still have this voice in the back of my head that says, think about all the time that you lost. Think about the fact that if you had only quit drinking years ago, you could have started this sooner. Or if you had only not started drinking at all, you could have done this for your whole life. And I find myself in a tough spot because I know that this thinking is not helpful. I know that this thinking is not getting me further towards my goals. It's keeping me in the past. It's keeping me on a cycle of regret. And I don't want to undermine or really take away from the fact that I absolutely do have regrets. I do have things that I wish that I didn't say, things that I wish I didn't do. But I'm really trying to focus on the fact that I need to keep moving forward. And it makes me think of the quote that there's a reason that the rear view mirror is smaller than the windshield, because I need to focus my intention on moving forward. I can't keep in the cycle of regret that I could have done something sooner, because the reality is, I don't know if I never drank at all, would my interests have been the same in general that they are now? Who knows? All I know is that I can only make up for, and I don't even like the word make up, but I can only progress towards being better today. Before I quit drinking, I will say this, I was not a fan of working out or movement at all, whether it was because I constantly felt regularly hungover or if I just didn't really like going to the gym. And it's something that my opinion has changed, not because I'm using the gym to, lose weight or the physical aspect of it, it's more the mental aspect of it. And for the first time in my entire life, I'm really starting to see progress at the gym in terms of lifting higher weights, being able to do multiple gym classes in a row, feeling as if I'm actually getting stronger. And while, yeah, I wish I was started this years ago, I wish, but I didn't. So what am I going to focus on today? What I focus on today is that I only have here and now. That's all I have. So every day when I go to the gym, I'm going to try to be a little bit better. As Rob Dial constantly says, especially his book Level Up, is how can I show up today to be 1% better than I was yesterday? And that's literally all that I can focus on. I can only focus on the fact that I want to get 1% better. I want to do 1% more than I did yesterday. And that's what I focus on. I focus on that I'm in the present time, here and now. This is where I'm at physically. This is where I'm at mentally. How can I make my show up as the best version of myself? I think also another practice that has helped is visualization. I've been listening to, I cannot recommend enough, Rachel Hollis's Start Today podcast, episode 0, where she talks you through a visualization and going through where you see yourself in 10 years, where you see yourself in 5 years, or even if you can't think that far, 1 year. And it really focuses on different areas of your life. And what do you see yourself doing? What kind of car do you see yourself driving next year? What kind of house or what does your family look like? And I think that that's helpful because it keeps you focused on moving forward, but also focuses on what do I have to do today to show up and to be more like the person I want to be in the future? What do I have to do today that gets me closer and not further from where I've been? Because, you know, hindsight is 2020, right? You can look back and say, oh, I wish I woulda, coulda, shouldas, but the reality is it didn't happen. So if you want to make your life better, you can't sit in this constant stew of regret and this constant, basically, shame cycle of you regretting the way that you acted or things, decisions you made in the past, because the energy and the time that you're spending on that could be better directed towards what you see yourself doing in the future. And I will be the first to say this. It is easier said than done. No doubt about it. Hands down, there are days that I have where I struggle. There's days where I do find myself having a little pity party, for one. And I'm constantly thinking, like, you know, ugh, I really wish that I had done something sooner. But at the end of the day, I just focus on one thing. Did I show up today to be 1% better? And even on days when the morale is low, even on days where regret is strong, what is the, no matter what, if I stayed sober that day, I'm at least 1% better, because I am making a decision that really is what's improving my life. And the thing also too, is that I've changed so much in this last year, the 16 months since I quit drinking. I honestly, if I look back and compare who I was 16 months ago, and I mirror it to who I am today, I'm unrecognizable, especially to myself. I don't have any similar habits that I used to have. My focuses are completely different. Everything is completely different. And all I can say is I'm thankful. I'm thankful that I am here where I am today, because while there are days where it's hard, there's days where, you know, morale is low, I am 1,000% better than I was when I was drinking. I will say my best days, or even my worst days in sobriety, are better than my best days when I was drinking. And I didn't realize it at the time, but all my actions and all my past decisions got me to where I am today. That's just the reality of it. And I'm thankful. I'm thankful that I was able to make the choice to get where I am today. I continuously am able to make choices daily that get me in a better position than I was when I was drinking. And that's all really you can ask of yourself. And I really stress this because it's tough. It's tough to just forget about things in the past. And I get that. But be thankful that you are listening to, like, the fact that you want to listen to a sobriety podcast really shows that even if you're not sober right now, or if you are, you know, you're kind of conflicted with your drinking, that you want to do something that's better for yourself. You want to make a choice for you that's going to be better for you in the long run. And the fact is that you're showing up for yourself. So take that and be proud of yourself. Be proud of the fact that you got yourself here today. Be proud of the self that you are doing something right for you, and try hard not to live in the past. So I hope this helps. Please know I am definitely really want to stress that while I truly believe that looking forward is the best way to live your life, I do definitely look in the past myself, and I still have to constantly, this is a constant reminder that I have to tell myself. And the main reason I'm recording this podcast is because, you know, a lot lately I've been finding myself looking in the past more. I've been finding myself, you know, we're trying to feel these emotions of like regrets, and it's kind of just like, you know what, that's not going to get me, it's not going to serve me. And I have to compare it to one thing. When I was drinking, I would, you know, have moments of where I'd look and think about things I had done, things I had said drinking, and I felt regret, but I pushed them aside. But why did I push them aside? I pushed them aside because I didn't want to face the reality that I had a problem. I didn't want to face the reality that I actually had to do something about the situation. So that's definitely completely different from making better decisions for yourself and trying to move forward, because there's only so much that you can relive the past. There's only so much that you can dissect all past decisions and try to rectify them. So I just want to hopefully leave you with these words and hope that they help, and that just remember, every day is a new day, and just look towards the future. Thank you so much for listening to Women's Work, A Sober Perspective. Did you like the conversation and what you heard and want to hear more? Well, make sure to subscribe and follow Women's Work, A Sober Perspective. But also, if you have any ideas of future episodes, please email podcastwomenswork@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you.